All right, welcome back to another episode of The Lounge. This is Zach here, and it's here at May 10th here, and we're here. We're joined by my brother Teddy Hernandez. Yeah,
let's go.
Let's go. All right, so this is what this is the last show of the semester, which is kind of wild because the semester has gone fast, and we've finished what season number 6 right here.
Dang.
So, sixth season coming to an end. And, yeah, we're here on this Saturday after finals. Everybody is done with finals. Today is going on right now. It might be the baccalaureate master. It might be finishing up. And then the actual graduation ceremony taking place at the Pfizer Forum at 1 o'clock p.m.
Exciting times.
Exciting times. Do you
it's
remember?
The beginning of the summer.
Remember when you were in those shoes last year graduating at U of I?
I do. I can't
long
believe it's
mass.
Already been a year. I don't think we had a mass.
Or no, long graduation, I should say.
Yeah, we had two ceremonies. There was like a big one on Saturday and on the football stadium where it was just like they announced each school, like Geese College of Business students, and then we had just all stood up.
Yeah.
And then the Sunday ceremonies were kind of divvied up based on major. In school, so like we had our own business ceremony.
That was the business ceremony at the basketball stadium.
Yeah,
dang, that was a pretty big crowd.
Yeah, I majored in accounting and finance. I guess they gave me an option to walk out with either the accountants or the finance people. Unfortunately, I guess I chose finance at the time, and that was a bad decision because they were the last people to walk out.
Dang.
And the accountants were the first people to walk out. And since there were so many people and graduate students getting announced, I was one of the last people to get announced.
Dang, is all you knew.
People got their names called. They walked on the stage, and they proceeded to leave.
Yep, and that's what we did.
That's what we did because the ceremony was almost 3 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was,
I don't know how long this will be because I don't think people have the option to leave.
That's what I believe should be the case. I don't understand why people were leaving. I think for Illinois, in the future, they should separate graduate ceremonies and undergraduate ceremonies.
Yeah, that makes
and not
sense.
Combine them since the business school there is
massive,
probably almost as big as this entire school.
Probably, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, so I'm interested to see hear from my friends that are gonna be walking across the stage this afternoon
here and wherever your high school buddies are too, right?
What do you mean,
like Diego?
Oh yeah, Joey's graduation. Joey Karras, shout out to Joey Karras. His graduation for the Kelly School of Business in Indiana is today, and then Dylan Kupiak is today. I don't know when Diego Salinas's Illinois graduation is. Narayan Sharma graduated a couple days ago. And that's about it.
We're all getting older.
Yeah, so
I'm almost 5 months into the real world.
Yeah. And so it's a good thing, and congrats to all the graduates. Especially all the people that I've gotten to meet that are a year older than me. Will greatly miss them, and it's kind of a sad feeling because it's like I don't know when I'll see these people ever again, if I'll ever see them ever again.
Good thing we got social media.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying, but it's like in terms of seeing them in person, it probably will not
happen for a while. It'll just happen.
You'll
randomly
just see them and just be like, oh, no way. So you just got to cherish the memories, and yeah.
That's how it was for every single graduation.
Yeah, for every 8th grade, high school, and now college. It's just like you don't see people. But then you meet new people along the way. You just keep building the tree of life.
But you still got one more year.
I still have one more year. Well, actually,
still got
still
seasons,
three more years.
7 and 8.
And 9.
And 10.
Yeah. So we still have quite a ways to go here. And a lot more stories.
But you'll have Mia
tell.
Here.
Yeah, Mia will. Our sister, Mia Hernandez, will be on the pod a lot. Given, hopefully, we get the same spot as we do. As we did for the past couple semesters, and Yeah, it's just a good semester, I would say, overall. The weather is fine. It took a while for the weather to warm up a little bit, because normally the last like 2 weeks or so, the weather's like really nice, and it only started getting nice until the end of this week, really. So
we had a few nice weeks.
Couple of nice weeks. I remember last week it was like, there was one day where it was like very humid, so at night it was like almost 70 degrees and it was like really nice to walk home. But then it got really cold, so it's just like a fluctuating weather pattern. But I think hopefully we'll start getting into more consistent weather when we're back home in Illinois.
Yeah, the days are still getting longer.
Days are still getting longer, which is good, because more time to do stuff later in the evening, like golf.
Like golf.
Twilight golf is starting to come back.
Yep. Yeah. Got to hit the night course. Got to hit the Columbus 7 p.m. free tee time.
Right, yeah. So that will only get better as we get into June and July.
For the folks out there, I know it's a little early, 10 o'clock, but I ended up waking up at 5 in the morning to get to a 5:50 tee time out in Edgebrook, Illinois.
Where is that, Edgebrook?
It's on Central and around Tui. Yeah, it's north.
Oh.
It's just south of Skokie, but it's technically Chicago.
Were you the first?
We were the second tee time. We ended up playing in 2 hours and 20 minutes.
There you go. We walked the duo?
Yep, me and Christian Flynn.
There you go.
We were hacking it out there.
Former Real Madrid basketball player.
Yes, sir.
I
have no idea if we're running that basketball league back.
It's okay.
I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah, you've
Our
been busy.
Teammate David reached out to me, and he was like, what's the word on the league? I'm like, I wish I had a word.
Yeah.
I haven't really looked into it.
But. Yeah. Well, it'll work out if it works out. Nice. That's cool. How'd you play on the golf course?
It's an odd course. It was a par 66, not your normal par 71 or 72, but shot 15 over, 81. Could have been worse.
81?
Yeah, 15 over par is from a par 66.
He almost broke 80.
I mean, it's a par 66, and it's like less than 5,000 yards.
Oh.
It's a pretty short course.
Still.
The par fours are really short, and some par threes were
almost breaking 80.
No par fives there.
Yeah, that was the first time I golfed this year with two of my roommates and a buddy of mine. We played a course, and it didn't have any par fives. It had like three par threes, and then the rest were par fours. It was a really fun course.
Yeah.
We played a two-man scramble, 2v2 scramble.
Scrambles are always fun.
We shot in the 80s, I think, 80-something. I don't know. So it was fun, and it was a good round, and then
I forgot to tell you that I bought a new driver.
Oh, he bought the new driver.
Mm-hmm.
How much was the driver?
It was like used at 135 from Golf Galaxy.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I was about to say, if you go on like Facebook Marketplace or eBay.
Well, at Golf Galaxy, what they do is they have simulators that you can try out clubs for free.
Oh, really?
So I went with two of my buddies like 2-3 weeks ago. Needed a new driver. I was using a dented driver, so.
Nice.
It was a very necessary upgrade.
Yeah.
And tried out a couple of drivers, found one that I was hitting well, and I only used it twice today since it was such a short course. But
yeah.
I'm hitting way better than the old driver I had.
Well, I mean, that's a good idea, because I was thinking about investing in new irons.
I need to invest in new irons, too.
For the people at home, I am using very short women's clubs.
You are, but you hit them straight.
I hit them straight, and they're pretty good, but, like, I would hit them even farther if I had an upgraded clubs, and I was discussing with roommates on going, like, Facebook Marketplace or, like, eBay and looking at really cheap ones.
Well, I think
Golf Galaxy sounds
what
funny.
I've been told from my buddies who are way more knowledgeable about clubs and club designs and chaps and all that. I don't know how much it is to get fitted for clubs like at a Golf Galaxy.
I don't want to get fitted, though. I just want to look at
used
clubs.
Yeah, but you get fitted, and then you kind of get a sense of how what you like, how comfortable you feel with each like length or which shaft, and then you go on Facebook Marketplace and you look for those specific,
I guess,
like dimensions or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I just want an upgrade. I honestly could care less on what it is.
My wedges are nice. I like my wedges. It's just I need new irons. Same. And I need a 3-wood and hybrid. I got, damn, the driver, step one.
Yeah, upgrading the bag. I don't care. I just want irons because I love irons. You I could deal with my off-brand driver because
I mean, you piped that
thing. I hit it straight because all it is it's just tempo. I don't even swing hard, so.
You need to teach me how to hit a draw.
I don't know how to hit a draw.
Yes, you do. You hit a draw all the time.
Well, I don't know how I do it. Just kind of hit it. Well, does what I want. Does its own thing.
I went to the simulator on one of the cooler days last week, and with my buddy Anthony Baccarella.
Oh, Anthony Bags.
Yeah. I was hitting the driver, and he was telling me I was like coming over the top, which is causing like
a
slice.
You gotta stay down. I don't know. I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Because I guess my body just won't let me turn. But I don't know.
I gotta turn the hips more. Before. I guess I don't know. I have no idea how it works.
It's all about club path.
Yeah,
I fixed the grip though. My grip is different than what it was before.
Yeah, you just make adjustments as you get more.
But my putting has been. I need a new putter too. My putter today and what the 5 rounds I've played has been really bad. I don't know if I'm gripping it weird or I'm lining it up wrong. I don't know what I'm doing, but the putter has not been rolling.
Well, it's still early in the summer.
Yeah,
there's a lot of golf to be played this summer.
Yes, sir. You're trying to play every single Monday.
That's
right?
What I'm trying to do. Every Monday, that's the plan, if I'm not working. But
Perks at caddying at a country club.
Yeah, perks at caddying at a country club, you get free Monday golf with nobody on the course.
At an elite country club.
An elite country club designed by
Donald Ross,
who apparently is very famous.
He's designed pro-level courses. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he did Pinehurst, but Payne's Valley, I think he did.
Damn.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
I thought Tiger did Payne's Valley.
You're right, actually. I am wrong. That is dumb of me. Tiger did do Payne's Valley.
I don't know. But either way.
Shout out Good.
Very, very famous designer, and it's a fun course to play. It's very hard, though. Can't read the greens. Well, I can, but I can't putt on the greens.
You can read them.
I can read them.
It's just about executing.
I can't executing, so that's why all the members that are out there, don't blame me. Because it is not my fault. I am not the one putting it.
I'll remind you of a memory. I remember playing golf with Zach on a Monday last summer. We're on the 4th hole. It's a par 5. It's pretty gettable par 5 if you hit a good drive. And Zach made a 13.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was a fire hole.
I don't know how many you did. You go out of bounds or in the water?
Probably. I think I went into the.
Or you might have dumped a couple chips.
I think I first. I don't know. I don't even know like to tally this up, but I'm pretty sure the first drive was to the left and out of bounds, almost hitting a house. Then you have to drop. Then I probably went to the other side of the fairway, and then I probably went into the water, and then I probably went into the water again, and then I probably went into that bunker next to the green, and it probably took me a couple tries to get out.
Three putt.
And then I probably three putted, and that's how I got 11.
He made sure to finish the hole. If that was me, I would probably picked up after a quad. But
yeah.
He was determined to finish that hole.
Finished with it completely. Well, I still shot under 100, too.
I feel like you birdied the next hole or so, or the next.
No, because there was one time we were playing, and I had 2 birdies that round. I birdied that hole. I think it was the day after. Or the Monday after, instead of that 13, or what did I get, a 13 or 11?
You got a 13.
Okay, I got a 13. So the next...
It's on 18 birdies.
Yeah, the next Monday, I birdied that hole. And then I
birdied... That's why we love golf.
And
right
then
there.
I birdied a par 3 hole number 13. When we were playing a foursome with me, Teddy, and 2 other caddies, and I somehow birdied it.
Somehow. You just had a good shot.
No, it was actually, I think the putt was better than the shot because it was a decent putt, so it was kind of lucky.
Yeah, but I'm trying to golf every single weekend. That's the goal.
That's a good goal to have. I don't know. It's
we
fun.
We almost didn't get a tee. Dude, every single course near us was booked to the brim.
Today?
And I was talking to Christian about it. Well, it is Saturday. I don't think people can golf tomorrow since it's Mother's Day, so all the dudes are trying to golf today.
Yeah, that's facts.
Even, like, at Edgebrook, it was like, we were the second group out, we finished quickly, but then when we got to, when we finished 18, like, there were so many people, like, by the first tee, we were like, thank God we are not at, like, an 8 o'clock tee time.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's tough, though. But
I like waking up, or, like, the morning tee times are the best.
Yeah, they are pretty fun. They're pretty cool to caddy for, too. I like...
You can get out of there, like, at...
Well, 11. Yeah, that's the perk, is you get out is like, 11:30 or noon or 1 at the latest. But I think the best part is just the whole, like, scenery of the course at, in the morning. Because I think it's really nice in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Especially...
It's probably a little wet. I mean, it was really wet
a little
today.
Dewy, but, like, it's not as cold. I mean, it's not as hot in the summers, and... I don't know. Usually the good people play.
Did my mic turn off?
Nah.
Oh, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is a good ambiance in the morning here. But, yeah, I don't know. It should be a good summer to caddy. I'm going to be onk at the course.
Onk? You've reached unk status?
I've reached unk status in the caddy shack.
I mean, yeah, there's probably going to be...
Like, who's older than me that's working there? I can't think of any.
Probably the Krongos.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be one of the older caddy. I mean, this is probably my last summer doing it. So
yeah, I might stop by here and there, especially in the fall.
I'll be a... This is my 8th year.
Mm-hmm. So I've done my 8 years there.
Yeah, so it should be a good time. Should be a good little cardio boost. 5.5 miles, I think.
Especially when you're carrying the double bag.
Especially when you're double bagging early in the summer, which is pretty solid. Double bagging is nice. And, yeah, I'm excited for it. I got to bring all the golf apparel home, though. I don't know why I have it here.
Well, you golf, though.
Well, I golfed, like, twice. I golfed twice last semester, and I golfed once this semester. And then we went to the golf range a couple times.
You made use of it. That's why you bring it up.
Yeah.
You bring the clubs.
Oh, yeah, bring the clubs, but and talk about, like, the polos and everything. But
yeah, at school, I always brought way too much
clothes. Yeah, that's me right now. I have just, like, a lot of clothes, and since my apartment is being a little stingy right now, we have to take everything home. And I have a lot of clothes.
I thought you were leaving stuff here.
Well, no. But yeah, we're taking everything home, so don't look for anything. But yeah, it should be a fun summer. But yeah, I can't believe. I think this week. For me, at least, finals have gone by relatively quickly.
It always goes
by quickly.
I only
had 3 finals, but the only thing is one was on Monday, and then 2 were in the... One was early tomorrow, or early yesterday, and then in the afternoon yesterday. So I had 3, and then just had, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with nothing.
Just studying.
Just to study. I mean, it was nice because I got to sleep in a little bit, but... Either way, I still woke up early to go to the rec center when nobody was there.
True. Took advantage of it.
And
yeah, I remember at school, like, finals always flew by, too, because once, at least for me, whenever I felt some sort of pressure to, like, study and get everything in my brain before... taking the test, time always flew because I always felt like I was on a time crunch.
Yeah, that's how it is with me when I'm especially with working at a front desk at an apartment complex. I like have 4-hour shifts, and that that time goes by very fast for me, just because I'm studying. Like, it's always like I break up the studying, like 2 hours of this and then 2 hours of the other stuff, and it goes by like very fast, because it's like all of a sudden I'm like 2 hours in, I'm like, damn, I'm not done with this, so I gotta keep going. And that's why on Thursday I stayed at the, I went back to the library instead of going to Mug Night.
Fair, whatever.
People works. Got mad at me, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I had to keep working out some physics problems. I had to keep
physics.
Ugh. And there was nobody. There was probably the first floor of Rainier Library, there's probably 15 people in total on that floor, and it's a pretty big floor.
So it was nice and quiet.
It was nice and quiet. Nice at night. I probably left at like 11:30 because I had the 8 a.m. final yesterday. So, yeah. It's a fun week. Fun week. We went celebrated by going to Caffrey's Bar last night. And
I don't, is that on campus?
Yeah, so it's right across the street from the business building, and it's right next door to the Walgreens. And
oh, I just passed the Walgreens.
Yeah, so it's a fun spot. Me and a buddy were there. We were watching then like the baseball games or whatever, and then a lot of my roommates, a lot of other friends showed up. It was the old head hour, not gonna lie, because it's just all the parents for the graduation today.
Yes, sir.
But we had a deck of cards, and I was showing them how to play Screw Your Neighbor, which is a classic game in Teddy and I's youth, because we grew up in the Caddyshack playing this. And yeah, it was a fun time. We had some what is it, punishments if you were the first one out.
Nice little punishment,
which involved alcohol.
Which we don't condone, but
like, if you're celebrating a semester, yeah. But we did end up going to Murphy's after the game, and
dang,
well, we wanted to play pool because there's a lot of pool tables in there.
Oh, I do remember that place, though.
So we were playing against this one big fella. Who, I don't know, he was probably like pushing 30, and I don't know what he was doing there. But he was playing with a girl. This partner was this woman, and I don't even think they were together, but I don't know, whatever. And I was trying, we were like, he probably beat my roommates, like Lauren Jackson, one time, and then we wanted revenge, so we played him again, rematch. So I think it was Lauren and I that played him. And he was beating us early on, and then we kind of started making some pockets in the pool, and we beat him. I hit the last two shots, and he told us, whispered in our ears, he was like, I lost because of her, and she went like 2 for 2 on her makes, and we were just like, okay, buddy.
Bro was salty.
He was very salty, and then he dipped. So we were like, all right, see ya, and yeah.
I love playing pool.
Pool is fun. And then guess what? This dad pulls up, who's like, his name is Pat, really cool guy. Just the way he held the cue, we were just like, oh, we're getting cooked. And he cooked us. He was so good for no reason.
Yeah, pool at the bar is the best, because that feeling when you and a friend or whatever, your teammate, beat two random dudes.
Yeah.
Or girls.
It's funny. It's funny. But, like, it's just, like, I don't know what rules to play, because, like, I thought if you scratch,
it's behind, like,
the second line. But yeah. this big guy who said that he didn't lose, it was because of this girl, he was putting it all over the place like he was playing the app 8-ball pool. And we're just like, oh, I guess we're playing this way. And
yeah, the rules differ from, it depends on how each group plays.
Yeah,
it.
I like the classic only go forward after the second dot.
The last time I played pool with my buddies was like 2 weekends ago, and we added a rule to where we had to call every single pocket.
Oh yeah, that's what some people were playing last night too.
And then I guess if you hit one of your balls in a pocket that you didn't call, I think it's called like a sploosh or something. I don't remember.
Hmm.
And then the ball counts. It's just, it's not your turn anymore.
Yeah. So we have a pool table, in the lobby of our apartment. And then also some of our buddies, there's a VIP room. There's like, you have the typical lofts, which is what we're in. And then you have the VIP lofts, and that has a pool table in it. So some of my friends are moving into a VIP, so I might go over there, play some pool.
You should.
And
take advantage of the free pool.
Yeah, free pool. I like pool. And there's always a good meme about the Pointer Brothers. It'll be like, I definitely played this before. And yeah, the side eye. Where he pushes.
Those dudes are the best.
So, yeah, I literally did that. I was like, I'm trying to describe it. So it's like the cue ball's in front of an opponent's ball, and you're trying to reach over, and you accidentally touch the ball and you move it, and then you like do a side eye to them and move it back. I did that yesterday with this big guy. I was like, I don't even know the ball, and I like accidentally moved it, and I was like.
And he wasn't like. Oh, that's a
scratch. He wasn't being a whiny baby about it, but he was a whiny baby after we beat him.
Some dudes just can't.
I don't know why he was taking it way too seriously, but like, you bro, know,
no, there's no money.
I'm pretty sure he was there by himself.
Townie, maybe.
I don't know, but regardless, pool's fun at a bar, and yeah, that's kind of what we did to celebrate the end of the semester.
Fun, always nice.
Fun night. And now, being 21, I can check out the new spots around the Chicagoland area, which is there a pool at the
Forest Park stuff? There is a pool table. I forgot what the bar is called. It's right next to Scratch. Oh. It's kind of a dump, though.
Oh.
But, like, the places we go in Forest Park don't have pool tables. Oh. And in Chicago, there are places.
Yeah, there's downtown. A lot of specific pool bars.
Yeah, where there's like just a Point and Feather. It's
crack a bar. Ton of, like, just lined up with billiards.
Yeah. The last place where we went, me and my buddies, with the pool table is called Point and Feather. Where is it? Just south of Old Town, maybe West Loop. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was still trying to get familiarized with the like downtown areas.
Yeah, I mean you probably are because you're working down there.
I am technically the office is there, but I've been working from home a lot.
Bane.
More productive there.
Really?
But I
would
have
be
to,
more productive in an office. I'm not gonna lie.
The thing is, a lot of the people I work with. Especially on my teams, don't even go in.
Oh.
Especially like busy time, they just stay home. So like, I would just be sitting alone in the office.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it as like,
but
I'm so used to being outside of the house or outside of my apartment that like, I don't know if I would be like okay with just staying at home. Like, I feel like I would need to like leave. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
I try and get out of the house.
You know what I mean?
I do have to go in. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe.
There's been many times, and I know it's different because it's a college campus and it's not that far, but there's been times where I've left my apartment at 7:30, 7:45 to start an 8 a.m. class, and I don't get back until like midnight.
Productive day, then.
Well, it's just productive, and you're just like doing, you have a full day of classes, you have a meeting, you have work or an internship. And then
the gym,
and it's just like a huge thing, and you don't get back till late. So that's just like that's what I'm kind of used to. And if like working,
well, you're setting yourself up for an easy work life.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's like just adjustment, and then kind of getting used to that aspect of it. So working a job, and then volunteering, which is technically another job.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things, and then hopefully working two jobs this summer.
Yep.
So is it gonna be a fun time? As I've been saying, I'm looking forward to it greatly. Should be the nice weather. Hopefully, we'll do some trips up to Milwaukee because I know a lot of people that are staying up here. I'll have my own bed to sleep in.
Yeah, you have a room key.
I'll have a room key. Well, I have to turn in my room key, but. I can sleep on the couch, or we can find a way in, or something like that. I don't even know how it works.
You'll figure it out. Really yeah. Nice to have you back home.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be fun with everybody there. Mia's last summer before going off to college with me. She's coming here.
Yep. It's going to fly by. Starting tomorrow. Shout out mom for Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's a perfect way to start off summer break, and for us is with the Mother's Day. So, shout out to all the mothers. We'll probably shout them out again after we sign off here.
Shout out mom for listening.
Oh, is she listening? Yeah, the Mother's Day. Yeah, well, I'll see you soon.
You missed the show yesterday.
Yeah,
so our sister's
in this thing called Bonawa.
It's a high school talent show that they always have. Usually was in February, but now it's almost.
I don't know why they changed it.
I don't know, but it was cool. Our sister did.
It was a solo act.
Two acts in a row after intermission, and her solo act before she got on the mic before singing and shouted out mom.
It was kind of cool. What'd she say?
She said something like,
I think it's in the video.
She said, shout out to mom for teaching me Spanish and showing me this song. This one goes out to you or something.
Oh, that's
like that.
Fire. I think it's probably in the recording.
I was sitting next to Lala. She performed, what was it?
Vivir sin aire.
Vivir sin aire. By Mana.
Yeah.
Great song.
So, yeah, I did see that video. Great job. Sad she's not performing today because...
Yeah, I mean, she's performing today, but it was really cool because you could hear a pin drop. Like, if Mia stopped playing, you could hear a pin drop. People were locked into her performance.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
There was, like, no talking.
It's probably, I don't know why. It's because it's so unique. People are so used to, like, the country, like you said. And if you have something different, which is, like, a Spanish song that... Like someone's playing a guitar. Like when was the last time Fenwick had that? When do you think, if ever, a Fenwick student sang a solo playing the guitar in Spanish?
Probably never.
Probably before, but probably not for a long time.
And probably not by yourself.
Probably not by yourself. So it's like a feat that like she's etching herself in history here.
Yeah.
And we have the recording, so. A good
it,
time.
It was good.
And
you know what I think besides that, my favorite part of the show last night was like a skit. So they had like a projector like behind the stage, and they had like this daily news update or something
like
that.
Oh, it was
the news? Yeah. and they did a skit of like the school professional pitchers.
Mm.
So they were some guy was like interpreting one of like the photographers, and he was like, okay, so you want to tilt your head to the left and then more left and then move your head forward.
Yeah.
You know how like the yearbook pictures, they make you like tilt your head 90 degrees.
Yeah, no, that's what they did for my senior pictures. Like I was turned all the way to the left and he's like, all right, look all the way to the right. So I was like, I'm pretty sure that's the picture I have on LinkedIn.
Yeah, they make you turn your head 90 degrees and then look, or 90 degrees to the left, and then they make you look to the right.
Yeah.
So you're just
goofy.
Like, your head is just tilted. But that's true, though. It was
the
skit's
factual. Good? Or just like classic, just making fun of teachers?
They were, guess that, teacher. Yeah. It was, I mean, all the skits are made to make the students laugh.
Yeah, it's all student-based.
Like, I was sitting next to Grandpa, and he was like,
I don't get it.
I don't think this is funny.
Yeah, well, yeah. Even us, like...
I mean, I was not necessarily cringing. I don't know half the teachers there anymore.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. It's just, like, the teachers that I had, that we had, maybe are still... Like, some of them are still there, but a lot of them moved on. And, like, they used to get made fun of when I was there, and now since they're making fun of new teachers, I don't know what they're talking about.
But, I mean, it's all for the
That's what it's about. I mean, that's what the people before me, when I was there, they were like, I don't get this, but I understood it. So,
mm-hmm.
Passing the torch.
You never did Bonawa.
I never did Bonawa.
I mean, you only had, like, did they even have Bonawa freshman year?
Yeah.
Wasn't it, like, outside?
No.
No?
They had Bonawa. No, I don't think I went to Bonawa freshman year because I just didn't know what it was.
Oh.
And then sophomore year...
My senior year.
That was a really good one because Teddy was in it. And then junior year, they had it online. which it was
online COVID.
COVID, but I watched it, and then senior year was cool because Mia was in it.
Yeah.
So, and it was my senior year, so it's like fun, and all the people I knew were in it. So
I do remember freshman Mia did it freshman year. She was like saying how she forgot the words to her song, whatever.
And no, I don't even. She wasn't anything. Singing. She was playing.
Oh yeah, her guitar.
She was playing a guitar solo, just her. And
she said that like she missed some. No. And I was like, bro, no, you didn't.
She. So the backstory was somebody bumped into her before. So this is what she told me. I think someone bumped into her and
messed up the tuning
in her guitar, and they didn't allow her to retune her guitar, which is kind of bogus on the director. And so she played with a untuned guitar, and it still sounded good.
Yeah, and she said it didn't. She was the only one that said it didn't sound good, and we were like.
I was like,
I didn't even notice.
I was like, damn, that's pretty good.
Fast forward to her senior year, last night, she seemed like so calm, cool,
and collected up there. Yeah, exactly.
She was like, oh, I was scared. I was like,
it's like, you didn't look scared.
No.
Yeah.
You look like, you look like a veteran up
that's
there.
That's how it works with, that's how like some things work with like public speaking and stuff like that. Cause like you seem nervous, but like the audience can't really tell. You know what I mean?
I mean, I remember.
Speech, obviously. Like, that's a little scary with Daddy.
Daddy Arlano. I remember middle school plays and then just being on stage. Like, I remember just looking at the crowd and just seeing, like, blank space. So, like.
Yeah. I feel like that's
different. It never really bothered me. That's than, like, different. A speech class where, like, people are just staring.
Yeah,
at
that's.
You.
I think it's different than, like, when you're a kid, like, it's just, like, you can. Do anything honestly, but when you're an adult, it's like you're more consciously aware of like, damn, I want to look good for this, you know.
That is true.
So like, I had two presentations this semester, and a public speaking thing in one of my professionalism classes. So like the professionalism class, I had to come up with like a 1 minute to a minute 30 professional summary of myself and presented in front of the class, which is like the class had like 60, 70 people. So it's like you're looking up and it's just like a bunch of people and you're like, oh damn. And I definitely did a good job because that's what people told me, but I was really nervous and I felt like I was shaking. And I was like, was I shaking? They're like, nah, you looked good. And I was like, damn. So it's like all mentally, honestly.
Yeah, I remember. I was always like that in high school. I always like felt like I was shaking in front of people.
But it's like you're not.
But I developed the mindset in college where if I had to do a presentation, I just thought to myself, I'm just like, I'm never going to see these people again.
Well, yeah, that and plus like just how many people are actually invested in it.
Exactly.
You know? I
obviously, you want everybody to be invested in it, but like if you're doing a presentation on something that's not interesting.
Yeah, so I gave a presentation in my health behavior class with me and a couple other students that I go to class with. And we gave a presentation about like interventions for physical activity in children from Spain and like the effects of like how school and like the different the barriers to like them participating in PA or not PA, whatever. So like sort of interesting, not really, but that class was like not a joke, but it was just like a class that people didn't really take seriously because it was just boring and
the
material.
Was it gen ed?
No. It was just like a class that we had to take. And so we were like the 10th group to go. There was like 14 total groups and we were the 10th group to go. And I remember like looking around, it's like speaking my part. Half the people were literally just on their computers and the other people were just like either talking to the person next to them, like,
or like dozing off.
Or just like dozing off. And I was like, all right, like nobody cares. So
there's
I'm just
no
gonna,
eyes on me. So I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of lucked out with that part of the project because when we met up, we were like deciding which parts to do. And
the intro and the conclusion.
So like normally someone's always like, oh, I'll do the intro and the conclusion. But like every single person was like, all right, I'll do the methods. I'll do the observation data. I'll do all this. And I was like going to let everybody choose and then I'll just pick the last one. And nobody wanted to do the intro and conclusions. I was like, all right, I guess I'm the last pick is the intro and the conclusion. And I'm like, all right,
got the easiest
thanks
part.
Guys. So that's how it worked.
It's the luck of the draw. Luck of the draw sometimes
because like the professor asks you questions about the research after, and
oh dude,
they're not gonna ask about the intro and the conclusion, so I didn't have to answer anything.
I remember we had to do this project for like some class. We had to like do a whole debrief of Spotify, or like each group had to go into like a deep dive analysis into like a specific country and like their business methods and all that. And our group was assigned Spotify. Mm. But we had to present like a 40-ish minute presentation on it. And then we had to give the class 20 minutes to ask questions about it. Like, what do you think of this strategy? Do you think they should implement it and just come up with some bogus answer? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we think so.
But thankfully, we got Spotify, a company that I'm very familiar with. A couple of the companies, I had no idea that what the groups were even like talking about. But
it's hard.
You have to like kind of think fast and just yap.
Yeah, that's what I did for my other presentation.
Well, Spotify actually, they are innovating their AI through the use of DJX.
Oh yeah, DJX. Yeah, that's fire.
DJX has some sort of algorithm that factors in what you have listened to the past week, month, year, whatever, and just acts like a DJ. Yeah. I always use DJX when I don't know what to play. I just let them play.
Yeah. So with our case, my other presentation, we gave a presentation on attention span and attention like improvements with people with traumatic brain injuries and the use of VR and how whatever that was.
Virtual reality.
And there's like a whole study that they gave and they were just like, oh yeah, attention did get better. But there's also like limitations to all the research that you give. And the professor, she's asking a questions because there's like 3 to 5 minutes for questions and nobody really asked the question except, well, actually no, one student asked the question. It was like, would you guys think to do this if like
you always got the try hard?
Well, class, they weren't. It was just like it was our friends. Question. It was our friends, so we were just like asking like a pretty easy question.
Oh,
so
okay,
she was like, so how do you think you guys would do if you did the VR? And we're just like, you know, I think I would enjoy it because it's like VR and like it's very interesting to see how it works. But then the professor asked like the harder questions. So like she was like, she's like, how do you think the VR could get improved over time? And like we said that the study could be improved by making the patients do more VR with like real world activities and activities of daily living
instead of realistic activities.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of just like the task that they had to do was take like a robotic arm in their VR and put it to like a circle. And they had to do it a bunch of times, but they had different ways of doing it, whatever. So it wasn't like that progressive to their real life world. And I mentioned, I was like, they should implement more real world activities. And she was like, so how could you do that? Whatever. And my group mates were just like blanking. I was like looking over at them and they didn't have an answer. I was like, took a deep breath. I was like, all right. So I was like, so if you look at the study was in 2010, and that's a very outdated because that was 15 years ago. And I was like,
With the advancements of VR,
you know, VR, you could play video games, you could play golf. And I was like, you could play golf. I know there's golf simulators and everything. So I was like, if they're able to do that, I'm sure they will able to make like a VR for like cooking and like cleaning and whatever. So like something that they could actually work on because these patients are older. And she was like, you know, that's a very good answer. And I was like, bang.
Sometimes the best answers are impromptu yap.
Just yapping. But I think thinking about it now,
say the key word that the professor wants.
Thinking about it now is a good answer. But it was just like, I was like, guys, you're not going to help me out here. I was like, all right, I got this.
Fine. You pulled your inner Thanos out. Fine. I'll do it myself.
Yeah, I'll do it myself. And yeah, it's a good answer. And then we got a decent grade on it. So that's all that matters. And I don't know how many more presentations I'm going to have to give, but
probably a lot.
I wonder if at some point I will have to give like a talk to like a bigger group. You know what I mean?
You just never know.
Because a lot of my professors do that. They give talks. So I'm wondering if, like, anybody will have, I don't even know. If, like, I do research or whatever, but I don't think I'm going to do research. Regardless.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future.
I don't know what PT grad school entails.
I don't know either. I guess I'll find out in the fall.
All I know is that when we get older, you're my guy.
I'm not his guy.
Yes, you are.
Nope.
I'm already saying this 40 years in advance.
Yeah, but he's got to pay me.
Hell no.
Yep.
No, sir. I got the brother discount.
Nope.
Free treatment.
Nope. No, I'm not going to have any plints at my house, bro. You're going to have to come into the clinic.
Free treatment.
Nope.
I'll go to the clinic.
That's not how
I'll pay for the gas that gets me to your clinic, but free brother treatment.
No. Okay.
And then I'll treat you out to lunch.
Yeah, okay. That's how that works.
I'll pay for a round of golf.
There you go. Yeah. I wonder how many PTs actually golf.
I don't know. Golf is a big game in the business.
It is, and I know there's a member at Oak Park Country Club that this man's wife is a PT that I caddied for, so it was pretty interesting. His initials are DA.
You should connect with her on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Reach out.
Regardless.
For future opportunities.
Future opportunities, yeah. But
you're working at Letico, right, this summer?
That's the goal.
They haven't gotten back yet.
They did. And they said to look for a call in the future. So that's all I can really do.
The open-ended responses are the worst.
Yeah, they said it should be an easy rehiring process. So, and they'll call me back, but we'll see what happens. Regardless,
it's never easy.
Caddying,
you got that,
is the
though.
Main job that's going to be, because the clinic is basically just for experience. So,
minimum wage?
No, it's a little bit more than minimum wage.
Yeah,
I don't even know what minimum wage in Illinois is.
It changes, I feel like. I don't know.
Regardless, it's not really... it's extra money, but it's for the experience. And
it's for the resume.
Put on the resume, put
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn and getting references from people like your manager and whatever. Because it's cool how I'm starting to build those references. Just gotta
keep doing them.
It's all like the managers and the supervisors, especially when they're like, if you guys need a reference, just hit me up. And I'm like, you bet your butt I will.
Yeah, the managers that I work with at my company are chill. Like
Do a lot of your CRT golf?
Probably. I don't really talk to the managers that much.
Not the managers, but like the co-workers.
No.
Damn, that's tough.
I actually got Gene and Jude's with one of them.
Because I remember at your internship, weekend, they golfed.
I mean, there was a golf course right there.
Yeah.
The people I work with the most don't really golf, but I know like a lot of the partners do because they're vets, like 20-plus year vets.
So they have the time. Well, they can take off the work to...
They're loaded.
They can work on the golf course. It's like, I got a call real quick.
They're always on calls. I was on like a 3.5-hour call yesterday afternoon. Got put on a tight deadline project, which I don't know why I was put on it, but got done.
Yeah, that's nice.
My CRT career roundtable, it's like our performance reviews that end April 30th. I actually did way better than I thought, so...
Nice.
Good start for me, I'd say. Yeah. Even though it's going to get back to probably 12-hour work days, July and August.
Another tax season. I thought it was only one time a year.
There's a winter busy season and a summer busy season. Like, obviously April 15th deadline, and then there's a November 15th deadline. The dang IRS, man.
The grind don't stop.
Grind never stops.
But, just looking forward to spending the next 3 months at home.
And it's going to fly by.
It's going to fly by, but you know what? That's okay sometimes.
Yep.
because it means you're moving on to bigger and better things faster.
And you're having fun.
And you're having fun while you're doing it. So that's probably a good note to end on here.
Are we waking up at 6 a.m. tomorrow for the
Chelsea? Well, I will. So, or even if I'm just watching it in bed, I will be up watching it because every game is a final, literally.
So, yeah, after this, we're going to go pack your stuff and head back
home. Yeah, we're starting to head back home. We just got to pack the bags.
But before we head back home, I will be showing Zach this place that my buddy showed me named, called Brat Stop.
I guess I'll have a brat.
For the viewers out there, I highly recommend it. Very good brats, people know. Very good environment.
Yeah. Cool.
Go on Saturdays. It's trivia night.
Well, we will not be sticking around for trivia night, but yeah. Just thanks for a good semester, another good semester, and we'll hopefully, ideally, we'll be back next semester in the fall of 2025. But yeah,
thanks for having me once again.
Once again, and yeah, we'll sign off for the final time of the sixth season of The Lounge, and yeah, we'll end it here.
Have a good one.
Have a good summer. Yeah, be safe. And enjoy the nice weather coming up. All right, man, we'll see you.